Coming off a weekend where, with a lot of things that were going on, especially from the world of sports, but getting the attention, perhaps most of all, with what was going on with the football playoff games, could you have asked for four games to end so dramatically in one weekend? It just kept on getting better and better and better.
Fantastic. Someone commented on social media that Buffalo and Kansas City game was Super Bowl quality. It was a good one. Really, really good. All of them were good.
Yeah. I mean, to have three games come down to field goals on the final play, and then you knew a final play was going to win an overtime game.
And the way team won, I believe, all the games except the Kansas City game.
Yes, that's right. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. The Bills came really close to making it a sweep for all the road teams, mm-hmm. but the Bills choked, as only Buffalo knows how to do. I'm sorry, the Buffalo Bills fans, they endure a lot of pain. You think Lions fans, you think you do? Yeah, okay, sure, but the Bills, they get so close sometimes, and they've had a lot of postseason postseason disappointments. It's tough being a Bills fan sometimes.
Well, for those who remember when those four straight trips to the Super Bowl ended up in losses.
Don't forget about the Music City Miracle, too, in 1999. Yeah, they've had a few of those, and I'll still say right now, and I yelled it, and I was glad that Tony Romo echoed it right after I said it. I said, well, naturally, the Bills are just going to kick the ball off to the 10-yard line, make the guy run around at least for a few seconds, waste the clock, and set way to Patrick Mahomes doesn't have. Because 13 seconds is too much time for Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. So. It is, especially when he has timeouts left.
Yeah right. And bad defense, too, by the Bills. I'll say that.
You had that going on. Then you had, we can't ignore Matthew Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
How does Cooper Kupp?
Yeah,
the guy
receiver.
You know who they're going to go to, get behind anybody.
No.
I'm talking about blown coverage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they tried to rush and tried to blitz the quarterback and made a mistake. They didn't have enough people downfield.
No, that's right. Yep.
It was one-on-one with Kupp, and he's a tough person to deal with one-on-one.
And as we know, Stafford, when it comes down to the clutch, tends to always make those passes. He does.
He does.
Lions fans saw it for years. Of course, it was out of necessity.
Yeah,
he was doing it for Lions fans. But I guess, and how crazy was it, though, with Tom Brady being down?
That was the thing. I couldn't believe.
Almost making the comeback again.
Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, by the latter part of the third quarter, they were already talking about, that 49ers-Rams game, it's going to be a good one. I'm thinking, wait a second. It's Tom Brady. I'm not going to count him out until I see zeros on the clock.
Yeah, especially since it was Michaels who made reference going into halftime.
Yes.
Well, you know, here's a bedtime story for you, folks. I was once down in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Down 28-3.
And
came back and won.
Came
right.
back and won.
So that was crazy, too. And that was a different kind of crazy because the Rams almost, they were coughing it up. I mean, they were turning the ball over. I mean, they scored. The Rams had a chance to score at the end of the half. Which would have made it, I think, 27-3, and they fumbled at the 1 yard line. And if they'd score that touchdown, that game's probably over. So it was kind of crazy. It was improbable. But give Stafford and the Rams credit. They hung in there and got the win.
Be interesting to see what Brady and Rodgers do at the end of this.
Yeah,
Whether they come back or not.
Yeah, right. Brady's given neither any
really.
Indication at all. Neither going into this said this would be a final game or anything like that.
Well, right. I'll tell you, these championship games this weekend ought to be something else. You'll be able to hear both of them here on WSGW along with the Super Bowl.
Cool.
Very cool. You got to let folks know that. Sets up some fun. And come on, Lions fans. I was talking to somebody yesterday who listens regularly and said, you've wanted to talk about the Lions. The Super Bowl, we've made the reference. Talk about the Lions during the season because one day we'd talk about the Lions on a Super Bowl Monday as, hey, Super Bowl champions. So maybe the team's not going to win, but you can't ignore Matthew Stafford perhaps being the closest thing we have to a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
And some other people are saying, yes, that's great what happened with Stafford, and just think what would have happened if Sims and Sanders had the opportunity to play with a different team.
So all these years, I guess it was the Lions. It wasn't Stafford. It was the Lions. And we were joking, too, about how we're attached from the trade to a draft pick.
Yeah.
That would be better if the Rams had lost, but –
Yeah. Well, now that you're getting to the 29th, 30th
doesn't really
pick,
matter anymore. So go ahead and win it, Matthew. And
yes.
At least we'll hear. I mean, it's not often that you hear the Lions' name mentioned so much in postseason play in the NFL. But
right.
Hey, what's Ndamukong Suh got against Stafford? I mean, he sacked him, he tackled him. He didn't sack him, but he tackled him, and then exchanged words. He got in his face, and then he got a penalty out of him.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he claims that Stafford kicked him.
Yeah, that's what he claims.
So really?
He got up and was a little cheesed off at Stafford.
Yeah, I didn't see him kick him.
I'll say this, though. Sue made a really nice forced fumble. I mean, he did. He was one of the reasons why that helped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get back in the game. I will say that. And that was always the thing about Sue, is that he would make some plays, and then he would do the boneheaded stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, he's always played very well. He's played very well for Tampa Bay ever since they acquired
him. He's aggressive, question about that.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Yeah. Can you imagine a younger Sue is somebody who I think Dan Campbell would love to have on his team.
Oh, wow.
A younger Sue, probably.
He'd personify Campbell's.
Yeah. Right. No, I like this though. I think it's great for the for fans of the NFL that got Brady and Rodgers out of there and let these younger quarterbacks take over. Mm-hmm. Although Stafford, I guess you could say, is the old man of the bunch right now in those final four. Garoppolo's young for the 49ers, and then of course Mahomes and Joe Burrow. So it's only a second year player for Cincinnati, and it's possibility. Looking at it this way too, we're talking about the Rams. Possibility we could have a rematch of that Silverdome Super Bowl between the Bengals and the 49ers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 16.
Right.
At the now missing.
Yes.
Silverdome.
Yeah.
I want to see Stafford get into the Super Bowl. You know, whether he wins it or not, it'd just be nice to have him in it.
It's going
to
be tough for the Rams, though. I mean, they don't play well against the 49ers.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Yeah, but, so we'll see. We'll see.
Although the 49ers weren't looking too hot until the tail end of that game with the Packers. And I thought, well, the Packers, 25 games playing it in inclement weather, they're going to have this hands down against that Southern California team. And what happened? They stayed right with him.
Yeah, they did. Yep. And Aaron Rodgers kind of choked again as he says, sorry, I'm just going to call it like it is. But I pull for the Lions or the Packers, so it's okay. I didn't mind seeing the Packers lose. But Aaron Rodgers only threw for, I think, what was it, 44 yards or 55 yards in the second half? That's not good at home.
No, they could have converted a couple of third downs.
Yeah.
I mean, that game was theirs.
That game was theirs, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it sets up 49ers and Rams. Rams get the home field advantage, if there is any.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Bengals at the Chiefs. And as Dave mentioned, we'll have broadcast coverage of the AFC and NFC championship games on WSW this coming Sunday.
Is that around a 2:00 start time then that we'll have here?
Probably.
The pregame, I'm guessing. Because the game starts, the first one I think starts at 3.
3,
I think.
Something like that, yeah. I haven't checked. Haven't checked the times yet, but
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's great that we're gonna have both games.
And then, of course, 2 weeks from Sunday, Super Bowl 56, and we'll have coverage of that for you too on WSGW. So,
and that's being played in Tampa, is it? Where's the Super Bowl being
played? It's in L.A.
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 Yeah,
because
the Rams have a chance to be at the home field.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And that would be the second straight time that somebody will play at their home field because Tampa Bay played at home last year.
Yeah. So, if Ford Field can get another Super Bowl, maybe that's the year. Maybe that's the year.